play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The Galesburg High School pep band. Let's go down to public address announcer Jeff Lamb with tonight's
let's
starting lineups
for this regional championship game. First for the visiting Manuel Rams. Number 3, Myrese Bird. Number 10, Marshawn Tolliver. Number 11, Emeron Bird. Number 14, Pee Wee Brown. And number 35, Ideas Robertson. The Rams are coached by Willie Coleman. And now, the starting lineup for your Western Big Six Conference champion, Galesburg Silver Streaks! A 6-foot sophomore guard, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6-foot sophomore guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6'4 senior guard, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6'1 junior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 forward, senior number 34, Jalen McCants. Your Streaks are coached by Ryan Hart, assisted by Steve Hawkins, Chad Thompson, and Dalton Davis.
Nobody does it any better. Jeff Lamb with our starting lineups, and we're ready for the regional title game between the two of the most historic boys basketball programs in Illinois high school history, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria Manual Rams. Peoria has won the last 8 meetings and 10 of the last 11. They lead the all-time series 44-41 as the Streaks look for their first regional championship since 2013. Ideas Robertson had a double-double in the win over Limestone on Wednesday night. He's in the midcourt circle with Jalen McCants, and the Streaks win the tip wearing the home white on the home floor for the final time this season, regardless of the outcome. Up top, McCants
trying to create an isolation for him.
Lost a handle on the dribble and a dive on the floor, and a foul called as Marion Bird saw Jalen mishandling the dribble out high, and he dove for it and he undercut Jalen and picks up a personal foul. The officials have been hesitant to blow the whistle in the first 3 regional games here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but a quick one to start the game. Eric with a jump stop, the kick out to Alex, down the lane, up, rolls through, and the Streaks strike first.
He does that as well as anybody, getting to the rim, and he does it with such great control, he can do it with either hand.
2-0, we're just underway, 30 seconds in, Egyptiaco averaging exactly 4 points a game. There's a scoop on the wild side on the other end, and a foul going for the rebound will be against Manuel. And this crowd is electric here to start the game here tonight. Actually, the ball just knocked out of bounds by Manuel, so the Streaks get it back. Really wild scoop shot by Maurice Bird at the other end. Streaks with a 2-0 lead just underway. Eric Price works his way to the left side. Alley-oop! McCants, the reverse! But he got pushed down, fell down, missed the shot. And Pee-wee Brown with a rebound for Manuel to the other direction. A pull-up jumper, missed it. And McCants hauls down the rebound. Trying to get out with it for the Silver Streaks into the front court. Down the left side. The kick out. Dre way too long in the three-pointer. And the ball tipped out. Last touch by Bird on the weak side. Out of bounds. Back to the Silver Streaks.
In a game of this magnitude with this kind of crowd here, both teams are going to just try to get themselves into a little flow right now.
The pull-up jumper by Price on the inbound off the back of the rim. Jalen with the offensive rebound. Kicked over to Alex. Down low. Riley with a pump fake. Gets blocked. And the rebound pulled down by Ideas Robertson. 2-0 Silver Streaks and a travel at the other end and the hesitation dribble in the far corner. As Marshawn Tolliver couldn't get the ball or couldn't get the dribble down before he started the move.
And they're looking to get the ball up the floor in a hurry. Their first two possessions where they rebounded the ball, they certainly did that.
Gelsberg starts the game 1-for-5. We're a minute 40 into the game, leading 2-0. Up top, Jalen squares for three. In and out. Rebound, a scramble for it, under the basket. Price trying to tie up Tolliver, who manages to hang on to the ball and get out with it. Streaks 1-for-6 to start the game. Manuel 0-for-2 with a turnover. A dribble drive into the lane. A lot of contact. And, boy, I thought maybe Pee-wee Brown traveled with the ball, but the officials are going to say there's a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks. And that'll be the first of the game against Eric Price.
And again, that's one of those situations that we've struggled with a little bit of giving up dribble drives, and they look like they want to be very aggressive to the basket. You know, one thing that's really emerged here is Jalen as a basket protector and a rim protector.
Bounce pass on the inbound and a good cut from out high down low to Pee-wee Brown on the bounce pass by Bird on the inside. Ties the game at 2. Little token pressure in the backcourt by the Rams. Dre is going to bring it across midcourt. And now they'll play man defense in the front court. Alex on the left wing looks inside, working against Ideas Robertson. The pull-up by Milan up top. Three-pointer off the rim. Rebound. Price had a hand on it. Got knocked down. And the ball out of bounds back to Manuel.
Oftentimes early in a game like this, as we talked about, where there's some nerves, it really shows up in your shooting, where you don't have the kind of touch. Because, again, you're full of adrenaline right now. I look for us to settle in with that here. And, again, just try to find a comfort level here.
Manuel starts 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a sophomore. And the first player off the bench for the Rams will be another sophomore. If you were with us in the pregame, you heard Willie Coleman talk. Here's a dribble drive, a block, and then the offensive rebound by Amarian Bird. Got it back, and he got fouled going up for the second attempt. But I was about to finish the thought. Willie Coleman was saying in the pregame he was hoping that this atmosphere doesn't intimidate his younger players. So he's got 2 sophomores in the first 6. And the second foul of the game on Eric Price is bad news for the Silver Streaks very early on. Amarian Bird to the free throw line, shooting 2 here, trying to put the Rams on top for the first time tonight.
And we've seen when Eric does get in foul trouble, we struggle a little bit. We need his rebounding on the floor and just his presence. He provides lots of energy. And we're going to call upon Kyla Meadows here to really play some significant minutes here tonight.
So Causey, the sophomore, into the game for Manuel. First substitution for the Rams, Kylup Meadows. Back in action for the Silver Streaks after sitting out Tuesday night's win over Richwoods is the first man off the bench for the Silver Streaks. Second free throw up and off the back iron and the rebound Riley Milan. So we're still tied at 2 here, 2 minutes 40 seconds into the game. Jalen will bring it across midcourt, trying to get around Bird on the far side, works his way left into the lane, contact, bank shot up and in.
Jalen McCants there.
Just tremendous control in the air with the body and the strength to finish it off. Now the feed down low and a tie-up between McCants and Robertson, who collected the pass and put it up and in very quickly to tie the game.
And they've been able to get to the rim here a number of times here early.
4-4. Jalen with a pass to Kylup Meadows. Under 5 minutes to go first quarter. Kylup passes it over to Alex. Works his way to the right side of the arc. Feeds it over to Kylup. On the elbow, dribbles left, into the lane. A little push there by Robertson, no foul call. Now they get it to the left side, and Robertson comes flying over and blocks the Meadows three-pointer out of bounds.
Caleb, you know, a young guy still has a hard time getting that shot off a little bit quicker than he wants to. And that time, that length, he's got a guy guarding him that's about 4 or 5 inches taller than he is.
Robertson, just a sophomore, listed at 6'6 on the roster. Milan inbounds to McCants. Jalen puts the ball to the baseline. Spin move from the left side. Bank shot with a one hand as he fades away. Got fouled, and Jalen's going to go to the line shooting two. He initiates contact and plays through it about as well as anybody we've seen all season long.
There's no question about it. As well as anybody I've seen at this level here in a long, long time. He's just able to play through contact, oftentimes score the basket as well.
First free throw up and in. That's a second foul on Amarian Bird for Manuel. 3 points in the game for Jalen. Galesburg leading 5-4. Just under the 4.5 minute mark of quarter number one. So Bird goes to the bench for Manuel with his second foul. Two for Eric Price as well. McCants hits both free throws. Galesburg leads 6-4. Looking for their first regional championship in 7 years. We're just underway here in the first quarter. Streaks trying to take advantage of playing on their home court here in the postseason. Up top, Robertson. Left side, long three by Pee-wee Brown. Missed it under the basket, the weak side. The rebound by the littlest guy on the floor, Bird. And he fades to the left side, and a pull-up jumper knocks it down from 12 feet out. Tied at 6, halfway through quarter number 1. McCants, front of the Manuel bench, works his way to the top of the arc. Free throw line, the kick out. Kyla passes the 3, dribbles, kicks it out. Jalen for 3, off the back iron. Riley tries to tip the rebound out, but Manuel comes out with it. Tolliver on the run.
Good inside-outside there.
Pass to the right side. Causey feeds to the left side. Streaks try to tie up the middle. Missed the shot. Battle for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. I'm sorry, last touch by the Streaks goes back to the Rams. Now Manuel continues to attack the basket down low. And a hold on the inbounds pass. They found Brown left side. They fed it through the lane, and Alex gets called for a reach foul, his first, and the third team foul on Hillsborough.
And Brad, that's the second time on baseline out of bounds underneath there, underneath our basket, that we've given up an inbounds pass right near the basket. That time we fouled.
Bounce pass on the inbound. Robertson kicks it back out, and Bird is going to bring it all the way back up top. 6-6, Galesburg and Manuel. Approaching the 3:20 mark of quarter number one. Silver Streaks looking to tie the all-time Galesburg High School boys team record with 30 wins in a season. The other team to do that went all the way to the state championship game in 1998, falling to champion Chicago Whitney Young. That was 22 years ago this month. The Silver Streaks trying to repeat that, but they got to get past Manuel here tonight. Tied at 6, under 3 minutes to go, quarter number one. The dribble drive from the right side, contact in the lane. They feed it over to Robertson. He gets knocked down, airballs it. McCants with his third rebound. Jalen in the open court, feeds it to Alex to the low blocks, a kick out back up top. Milan now gets it back from Meadows. Manuel got back defensively. Dre on the wing, feeds it over to Alex. Very aggressive defense on both sides of the ball here to open this game. Milan on the left wing, trying to go around his man, cut off there, pulls it back out. Dre, open briefly, feeds it to the inside. Jalen got a step on his man, and he missed the bunny. The layup on the weak side, the rebound by Tolliver on the weak side. Now Manuel throws it away, just trying to get back too quickly at the other end, and the Streaks get it right back.
Manuel doing a great job on the defensive end down here, but we had great patience, got the ball inside, and just wasn't able to convert.
So timeout on the floor, 2:20 to go here in the opening quarter. You and I were talking before the game. We weren't overly impressed with Manuel in their victory over Limestone the other night. We recognized that they could cause the Silver Streaks problems, but gosh, you talked about the schedule that they play with Willie Coleman in the pregame interview, and you look through what they've done throughout the season. They've had... where did I write it down? They've had 16 games decided by 10 points or less. I mean, that's not only the style of ball that they play, but that's when they're playing better teams. That's how they're staying in games, too. They just find a way to get it done.
And they're athletic, too, here.
Yeah.
They got great size, length, very quick, aggressive, great instincts. They're going to run a little trap here against us here.
Streaks break it easily. Here's Jalen, feeds it right side, low blocks. Alex around his man, tried the reverse, missed it. Jalen with the offensive putback. Jalen with 6 in the game to go along with 4 rebounds. Galesburg back on top, 8-6. 2 minutes to go here in opening quarter number one. McCants continues to move up the all-time scoring list. He enters tonight's game fifth on the all-time list. And not likely to move into fourth anytime soon. He's 50 points behind Elmer Dickerson. Down low, a lot of contact now. Kyla breaches in, ties up Brian Tyler, and a held ball will keep it on Manuel's end. Kyler did a great job defensively reaching in as Tyler was looking to go up for the shot, and he just tied him up.
Did a good job of recovering there, but again, gave up a dribble drive to the basket, but did, again, a great job of recovering there.
Bird, left of the basket, lobs it out high to Tyler, guarded by Dre Egyptiako now. Tyler, a 6'4 junior, up top to Causey. This team has some length, too. Causey works his way into the free throw line and banks one up and in off the backboard to tie it up at 8. Streaks have that kind of length that's caused a lot of problems for other teams. I don't know if we've seen a team with the kind of length to match them here in this game. Here's a runner by Jalen in the lane. Gets the shot to go over, tipping off the front of the rim and dropping through to put the Streaks back up too.
This game is emerging little by little that it looks like Jalen is going to have to take the great share of the offense tonight here.
He jumps the dribbler out high. Bird dribbles between it, then lost the handle on it. Dre picks up the loose ball. Streaks in transition. Alex looking for the two-on-one. Dribble drive, and he misses the shot. There was contact. No foul called. Now the outlet to Bird, who gets the layup at the other end. And that's something the Streaks do so well, and Manuel gave him a taste of it right there. Streaks back quickly. Dre with the drive, the scoop, and it's up and in from the left side. About as athletic a move as we've seen Dre make all year. The quick three from the left wing is a little bit long. The weak side rebound by Ivory. Looked like he pushed off to get it. The feed down low. The contact as Brown gets knocked to the floor. And it's just out of bounds. Back to the Silver Streaks. These guys are letting him play. Final 30 seconds of the first quarter with the Streaks leading 12-10. A lot of action here. Neither team able to get any kind of separation here early on.
Both teams playing really good defense, except for us giving up the dribble drives, but we've recovered beautifully underneath our basket.
Streaks trying to hold for the final shot, 15 seconds to go. Riley lost the handle on it, gets it back to Dre. Now out to Jalen near midcourt with 10 seconds to go. Down to 8, he starts the move. 6 seconds, Jalen looks up at the clock, trying to isolate up top. Works his way to the top of the arc, the step back, long three, in and out! In and out at the end of one, 12-10 Galesburg over Manuel. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wow. Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
2020 is literally the year of the eye.
Oh, like perfect vision. I hadn't even thought of that till now.
Which means we have no more excuses, especially you, with all that squinting.
But do I want glasses?
Or contacts?
I'd be okay with a super cute pair of prescription designer sunglasses.
I'm going to get my whole eye allergy thing looked at before they get all swollen and red.
In 2020, get 20/20 with the most thorough eye exam at Kehoe Eye Care. Vision issues or health concerns, the Kehoe docs can help.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium in the Class 3A regional championship game between the Silver Streaks and the Peoria Emanuel Rams. Galesburg has the early lead, 12-10. Trying to win for the first time in the last 9 meetings against these Rams. Down low, the scoop from the right side, up and in by Pee-wee Brown. Just got enough separation to weave in between a couple of defenders and get that scoop shot up and in off the glass.
Nice little spin move there too, Brad, to get that space.
Riley down the lane, had the ball poked away from behind, out of bounds. Last touch by Manuel. Dre and Alex Egyptiako. Caleb Meadows, Jalen McCants, Riley Milan on the floor to start the second quarter for the Silver Streaks. Eric Price sat down early with 2 fouls, and Marion Bird has 2 fouls for Manuel. Now a foul away from the ball is going to be against Manuel. The official was watching that one away from the ball down low. And they're going to call that one on Cameron Causey, his first. Third team foul against the Rams on the inbound Meadows on the right side. Pulls it back up top. Dre coming out into the midcourt circle to receive that one. Pass to the right side. Kylip, open, long three off the front of the rim. Rebound chased down by Joshua Ivory into the game. Silver Streaks. Manuel tied at 12. Just underway. Second quarter. Pull-up jumper. 18-footer. Off the mark from the right wing. Rebound offensive up and in by Joshua Ivory. And that was because McCants mistimed his jump for the Silver Streaks. The ball hung on the rim a little bit longer than anticipated. And Manuel on top now, 14-12.
And Ivory's a big, strong, thick kid that uses his size very effectively.
Dre misses a three from the right wing. Rebound on the run. Manuel. Bird comes out with it. Layup at the other end. Alex gets back, but pokes it away from behind and picks up his second foul, a reach. So four team fouls on the Silver Streaks. Two against Alex Egyptiaku and two against Eric Price.
And that's
Price,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Long shot, long rebound there. We didn't have a safety there. They were able to get a pretty simple run out there. That's just a tough break for the Streaks there.
This is where Manuel took advantage of Limestone on Wednesday night and went on a run. They were down three at the end of the first quarter. They scored 15 points in a row. Limestone didn't get a basket until about a minute 40 left to go in the half. And by then, Manuel had a double-digit lead. And that's a little bit of what Manuel has done to start the second quarter here, scoring five quick points, including the free throw there by Bird with the second one coming.
And we missed Eric Price in that first period on the half-court offense, and he's in the game now.
One of two at the free throw line, 15-12 Manuel, and Price with the rebound. Not quite a minute and a half gone here in the second quarter, working our way toward halftime. Here's Price, left wing, pull up, three to tie, in and out. Streaks can't knock down a perimeter jumper. Home rims haven't been very friendly here early on.
We're 0 for 10 with a three ball.
Up top, Bird with it. He'll shoot the three. It's on the mark, and he hit it. He's got four in the quarter, eight for the game. Manuel with its biggest lead at 18-12, and the Streaks have to call a full timeout. 6:15 to go first half. Streaks trail by six. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Listen, bid, and you could come away with a steal during the WGIL radio auction. The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 21st on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
6:15 to go first half. Streaks coming out of a full timeout. Manuel on an 8-0 run to take a six-point lead over the Silver Streaks. Steve and I just doing a little stats comparison here. Here's what I wanted to ask you during the break, but we kind of ran out of time. I don't have Galesburg with a turnover in this game.
No turnovers yet, no.
That's incredible at the pace of this game. Here's Dre, left side. Eric just missed a three from there, passes it up this time. Now to the right side, it goes over to Milan. He's had a hard time getting off a shot. Dribble drive in from the right side, and it got blocked. Rebound chase down to the weak side. Causey leading the break down the middle of the lane. Gets around his man. Airballs it. Comes up short. Price with the rebound. Outlets to Riley. Poked away from behind. Stolen away by Maurice Bird. There's their first turnover. Now an interception at the other end. And Kylip gets it right back. Back and forth. Back and forth. Team's not getting a turnover as Manuel pokes away. As Jalen mishandled the dribble. Now blocks it at the other end. Out of bounds on the dribble drive by Pee Wee Brown down the lane. Jalen frustrated that he lost the handle on the dribble, but he got back defensively and prevented the layup.
Yeah, great hustle there. You turn it over. It's easy to look back at the play, but he did a terrific job of getting back. Not giving up on the play.
18-12, Manuel on top by six. Rams with the ball as we approach the 5.5 minute mark of the first half. Tyler up top, works his way to the free throw line. Ball free, knocked loose. Dre gets on the floor, dives for it. Another scramble. Kylip gets it away to Eric Price. Six Manuel turnover. Price doesn't have the numbers. He gives it back to Dre. Into the lane, feeds it over to Meadows. Now back up top to Dre. Down the right side of the lane, and a hand check foul on the floor will be against Brian Tyler. His first and the fourth Manuel turnover. Love the action, love the intensity. And I love how hard both of these teams are playing with a regional title on the line.
Yeah, and a good job there by Dre. When your offense is sputtering a little bit, you got an opportunity to get to the rim, do so.
Up top, Kylip. Passes up the three. DeMarco Harden into the game. Saw an opening down the lane. The teardrop rolls off. Streak still 0 for the quarter. Causey the rebound from Manuel. Now the Rams will slow it up a bit. Streak's getting some open looks. Here's the dribble drive down the left side. Kyleb tries to draw the charge. Doesn't. And that leaves an easy offensive rebound putback for Pee Wee Brown. 10 in a row for the Rams. They lead by 8. 4:40 to go first half. Dre.
Just got to weather the storm here. Try to get something going offensively here.
DeMarco works his way to the top of the arc. McCants comes out high for the pass. Now Kyleb working right to left into the lane. Gets cut off. Kicks it out to Price. Now to the right side, Jalen. He'll try the lane. Drives and gets pushed. And a foul called. As by the time Jalen was able to get the shot off, he was under the basket at the bottom of the rim. But he'll go to the line shooting 2 on the second foul by Cameron Causey. So 2 on Causey. 2 on Amari and Bird for Manuel. And Price continues to stay on the floor for the Silver Streaks with 2. As he goes over and gets a word with head coach Ryan Hart. 4:23 to go for the half. Streaks down 8. About as big a deficit as the Streaks have faced all season long. They lost down at Quincy by 9. That was way, way back in December. And McCants misses the free throw. Still a lid on the basket here in the second quarter for the Streaks, looking for their first points of the quarter. And the second quarter, of course, has been outstanding for Galesburg this season. But not so far here tonight with 4:23 to play for the half. McCants knocks down the second free throw. That briefly ends the Manuel run. And now the Rams call a full timeout. They'll call a full timeout with 4:23 to go in the half, leading by 7, 20-13 rather. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Bid on item number 504, a $20 gift certificate from the Carriage House Bakery.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 21st on WGIL.
4:23 to go, first half, coming out of a Manuel timeout after a made free throw by Jalen McCants. Steve, you were just kind of throwing your analysis there, and I think it's good for our listeners to hear what's frustrated the Silver Streaks here tonight so far.
Normally we're a ball club that can get out and transition and score points and bunches off of rebounds and turnovers, and not much of a half-court team. Right now they're forcing us to play a half-court game, and they're doing such a good job defensively, we're just being stifled.
Contact on the right side. Pee Wee Brown dribbles from the right wing. Streaks collapse on him with a double team. Looked like he took an extra step in there, which is generating the negative reaction from the crowd, but a blocking foul instead called on DeMarco Harden. And that's the fifth Galesburg team foul. Substitutions in. Ideas Robertson, the 6'6 sophomore, back in for Manuel. Andreas Bailey, a 6-foot senior, into the game. Inbounding, Maurice Bird from the left of the basket. Looking out high, Eric Price guarding the inbound, and he threw it off Eric, who tried to back up and avoid the contact with the ball, but it trickles out of bounds. Manuel gets another shot at it. Bounce pass on the inbound into the hands of Brown. Now, the right side pull-up jumper by Bird for 3, off the back rim, and a good step inside by Jalen McCants to haul down that rebound. Now poked away in the backcourt by Brown. Jalen still trying to get away from him. Another loose ball. A scramble forward on the floor. Manuel gets it. Brown with a 3-on-1. Right side, a hesitation shot. A battle for the rebound. Robertson misses it. Gets it back. Puts it up. That won't go. Manuel with another rebound and the reverse layup by Tolliver. They got 4 cracks at it under the basket, and they lead by 9 after the Galesburg turnover. Jalen again will go 1-on-1, and another reach-in poke away by Brown. Jalen has to reach down, tie him up, and the held ball keeps it on Galesburg's side, but the Streak clearly frustrated here.
And Jalen just trying to do too many things here. Feels like he's got to take it into his own hands here and just trying to do too much. We need a basket for a lot of reasons here.
Haven't had a basket in this quarter, only 1 free throw. Kyleb works his way in from the right side. The step back passed up the 3 and traveled with it. Well, after we complimented the Silver Streaks on not turning the ball over, how many do we have now? I got four. Is it five?
I have four in this period.
And the Streaks have to call another timeout with 3:18 to go. Streaks have used three timeouts here, only five for the game, and 3:18 to play in the first half. Ryan Hart trying to settle the troops here.
Yeah, and he's got to do everything he can. Just try to remind them the good ball club that we are, what we do well, and, again, some of the adjustments were an adjustment, a big adjustment, something to not fill their head with too much here that'll help them get something positive out of this timeout and get ourselves back together. I mean, we're down three possessions. That's not much with 3:18 to go. No reason or time to panic at all. Let's get our swagger and our confidence, a little zip in our step again here, and we'll be just fine here.
Need a little more team play, a little less one-on-one.
Yeah, and I think that's a frustration out of we're just not getting anything going in our half-court offense.
Silver Streaks haven't seen a team play the defense like Manuel has, just hounding the ball, reaching, slapping, doing everything they can to create as much havoc as possible, and it's frustrated the Silver Streaks, trailing by 9. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Now Manuel mishandles the ball. Brown recovers. Dre trying to get it out. Brown dribbles out of the traffic to the left wing, scoops it back. Jalen goes for the steal, but Bird got to it first, stops at the high post and pulls it back out. Now Dre reaching down, trying to poke it away from Brown, and a push foul called. And the crowd getting frustrated because we see Manuel doing this to Galesburg, creating some loose balls and not getting called for it and creating some turnovers. Now the Silver Streaks trying to do the same thing, reach in, trying to slap the ball loose, create some turnovers, and Dre gets called for a foul, and the crowd doesn't like it.
And the same officiating the other night that let him play quite a bit has been a little bit tighter on the ball here tonight, so I think that's leaving some questions for our fans as well.
Six Galesburg team fouls, five on Manuel, 2:46 to go first half, 22-13 is the Rams' lead. Now Andreas Bailey in the midcourt circle. They spread it out into the corners, trying to find some driving lanes, trying to get around their defenders and create some step opportunities. Try to get a first big quick step on somebody and get an opening into that lane. Up top, Tolliver's going to try it on Alex. Got around him, drives all the way to the basket, and he did it. 24-13, Manuel with a double-digit lead now. As we approach the two-minute mark for the half. Bad pass by Price, but Alex managed to get to it first. The reversal right side, Eric hits a big three. Boy, did the Streaks need that one. Down 8 now, 24-16.
Get the crowd back in and give us some energy.
Quick three to answer. Tolliver from the corner comes up short. Manuel comes out with a rebound. Bird, his fourth rebound at just 5-11. Found open space, got to it first, and pulls it all the way back out. Minute 45 to go for the half. Bird in the front corner, works his way now to the left side, not quite to the circle, and pulls it back out. Between the legs with the dribble, Alex watching him, guarding him. Bird daring him to get a little closer to go around him. He does get around him, bounces it to the left side. Robertson blocked, out of bounds, and a clean block. Manuel will hang on to it.
And there we had great basket protection there on that penetration. Everybody there to form a wall there, and he had no chance here. Got a guard here on this inbounds pass.
Had too many openings in the lane on these bounce passes on the inbounds. They're going to go out high into the backcourt, and almost an over-and-back violation as Andreas Bailey sidesteps the midcourt line. Now backs up, stutter-stepping, no travel called, missed the shot. Jalen comes out with a rebound, feeds it to Dre, bounce pass back to Alex, and nearly stolen away by Manuel, but the Streaks get it back. Jalen backs up to the top of the circle. Streaks down 8 with a minute 10 to go. The drive by Jalen. The basket and a foul. Jalen down the right side of the lane. Through contact. Somehow got the ball up and off the backboard. And an and one.
And besides all of the other things that he does well, his ability to make clutch plays is just unprecedented in terms of what I've seen here. Big basket there with Manuel draped all over him.
Free throw up and in. And the Streaks crawl back within 5 now at 24-19. McCants with 12 in the game. 12 of the Streaks, 19.
This last 107 is a big, big 107 in this ball game here.
Down 11. The Streaks have scored the last 6, and Galesburg puts on a little full court pressure here. It'll be Bird in the backcourt, lobbing it over to Tolliver, and the Streaks are going to back up and wait for him in the half court. Under a minute to go here in the first half of the Streaks. Back within five now. Trying to make a big defensive stop here. Take some momentum into the locker room. Tolliver working left to right in the midcourt circle. Between the legs with the dribble. Over to Pee-wee Brown. Works his way left into the arc, guarded by Dre Egipciaco. Dre all over him, gets around him, blocked by McCants. And then McCants fell over Dre, lost the handle on the ball. Manuel gets it back, misses a three-pointer. McCants bumped on the rebound, another block, but a loose ball layup in for Andreas Bailey. And a whistle that we couldn't hear from up here, and I guess it's an and one on Peoria Manuel. Everything the Streaks do could try to come out of there with the ball. So close, so close, so close, and yet it's Manuel ending up with it. But I don't see him putting any points on the scoreboard. So does that mean the foul was before the shot went up and in? It must have been.
Must have been.
29 seconds to go. First free throw up and rolls off. So no basket for Pee-wee Brown. Streaks trail by five with 29 seconds to go. And a second free throw coming.
Right now they're getting most of the 50-50 balls. And they are really, really dominating us on the glass. They have really done a good job on the offensive glass and limiting us to one shot down here. So we've got to get some of that straightened out. And right now we're just getting beat on the glass.
Brown second free throw up and in. 6-point Manuel lead, 25-19. Gelsberg with the ball, final 27 seconds. McCants into the front court. Ridden pretty closely by Brown. Stops inside the arc, gets it over. Dre's going to shoot the three, and it's over the rim. And the weak side rebound, Joshua Ivory. That's not good for the Silver Streaks. Manuel with the ball and a chance to get the final shot of the half, leading by six. Down to 10 seconds to go. Bird. Working against Eric Price, trying to get around him. Eric works his way left. Price going to launch the three. He missed it. Jalen with a rebound. He's going to heave it, and I don't think it's going to count, even if it had gone in. So the Streaks cut the 11-point deficit down to six here at the half, 25-19. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. Hopefully, Gelsberg has endured the most frustrating part, but there's a whole second half to go, and they trail by six at the break, 25-19. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome back to The Price Baby Right. Now, Lisa, what is your bid on this beautiful grandfather clock?
Don't you wish there was a better way to get what you want? Listen at home, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction.
Items up for bid include number 728, one standard night stay at Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Galesburg.
Saturday, March 21st, starting at 7 a.m. on WGIL. Get more info at WGIL.com.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between nautical blue metallic and ruby flare pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
The digital age has a lot of people just terrified of technology, and your show goes a long way.
I love your show, and thank you so much for providing so much information.
You really have an outstanding show with so much useful information.
I am now the techie geek of the family. Everybody comes to me because I learn so much from you.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL with a community reminder. The Knox Rutabaga Jazz Festival returns starting April 14th. There will be performances throughout the area in schools, the Fat Fish Pub, and at the Orpheum Theater. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, and it's been an exercise in patience and frustration for the Silver Streaks. who trail by six here at the half to the third-seeded Peoria Manual Rams, 25-19. Steve, you and I were both at the game on Wednesday night, and I made the comment I didn't think we saw the real Manual. We saw a glimpse of how they play, but they didn't have to play that night against Limestone the way they have had to play tonight against a much better Galesburg team, and they are showing they are every bit up to the task of being able to handle the task and play with and better than the Silver Streaks up to this point.
I think that you made a really important point off the air early when we looked at their scores, that they really played to the level of their competition. And secondly, that schedule of playing against really outstanding competition, those two things here tell us that this ball club was a lot better than what we saw the other night. And tonight they are just using a stifling half-court defense, and they are relentless on the glass. And that right now has led them to a six-point lead, which you and I also spoke off the air, that this could be a lot worse if they could have converted some of those second-chance points opportunities on the offensive glass, if they could have a double-digit lead here. Hopefully we've weathered the storm, feel like that we got away with one here, can make some adjustments, and it's really not a whole lot of adjustments. We've got to be able to just guard a little bit better in terms of giving up dribble drives, get everybody to the glass, get up the floor when we have opportunities in transition, and then run our half-court offense a little bit more crisply here. And these first 3 minutes are always important. They're going to be really important here in the second half.
So why don't we go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We start off with the team numbers. You and I have probably next to zero confidence that this is truly as accurate as it was, but we think it's in the ballpark. Yep.
We know both teams did not shoot very well. We were 7 out of 23 for 30%, and just very poor with a three-point shot at 1 for 12. They were only 12 out of 31 for 38%, and only 1 for 7 with a three ball. Again, a real key that we talked about in one of our keys, they out-rebound us unofficially 20 to 14. And again, they turned it over 6 times. We turned it over 5, but we turned it over 5 times in the second period.
Free throw shooting. Streaks are 4 out of 5. Manual, 2 out of 6. We'll take a break. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring, try to check up on some other postseason games in regional title and sectional title games in the smaller schools. And we know the Morton Potters were winners in the 3A girls state tournament, so they're off to yet another state championship game as well. Just some of the action in the IHSA postseason. We'll check on those scores, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. 25-19, Silver Streaks trailing Peoria Manual at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the finance department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, encouraging you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Clear tonight over that low of 26, sunny tomorrow with a high of 57, low of 40 tomorrow night. Sunday mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 64, and rain likely for Monday. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 39 at WGIL.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Field Gymnasium, 3A regional championship between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Peoria Manual Rams, the 2-3 teams in this sub-sectional. Elsewhere in 3A, Lincoln leads Danville at the half, 35-27. It's Ottawa over Rock Island, 40-29 at LaSalle, Peru. And haven't seen a score on the Peoria-Notre Dame-Metamora game. That is certainly one that we are watching as well, as those games are in our regional sectional subcomplex. And at Sterling, I don't see a score from Sterling. Oh, there we go. Geneseo leading Rochelle, 35-33. So two of the three Western Big Six teams in Class 3A trailing at the half right now. Meanwhile, in Class 4A, United Township is playing tonight. And I don't see a score from that game at Moline right now. App at Rockford, where Hananiga upset DeKalb the other night. Former Silver Streaks coach Mike Miller's team leading Rockford East, 33-32. Let's go down courtside with Steve. And we don't have his microphone. Well, we'll have to have Steve recap. I don't know if he can even hear Chad Thompson down there with a band up above them. Let's run through the individual scoring. For Peoria Manual, Maurice Burt leads the way with 8 points. Pee Wee Brown has 7. Marshawn Tolliver has 4. Andreas Bailey, Ideas Robertson, Josh Ivory, all each with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Shaylor McCants has 12 of Galesburg's 19 points. Eric Price, 3. Alex Andrea Gypsiaco, each with 2. Been a struggle for the Silver Streaks, to say the least. If you've been with us throughout the game, you know. And we'll see what the Silver Streaks can put together coming out here in the second half and what kind of game plan they can come up with here to cut into this 6-point deficit. Manuel will have the ball to start the third quarter. Amari and Bird, who played very little in the first half because of 2 fouls, will inbound it with Maurice Bird, Ideas Robertson, Pee-wee Brown, and looks like Marshawn Tolliver. So the same 5 who started the game to start the third quarter here for Manuel. They try to go to the inside. Andrea reaches in, strips it away from Brown, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks come up with a steal. Riley drives into the lane. The dish out to Trey up top. Swinging around to the left side, Alex into the lane. Backs up, kicks it into the corner, Eric Price. Again, Manuel showing that good defense, forcing the Silver Streaks to work in the half court to try to get an opening. Streaks got that steal down low, but they couldn't get out in transition. They try to go on a bounce pass to the inside to McCants, and it's batted away high and out of bounds. Well, see, we didn't get any of that. Could you hear anything Chad Thompson was saying down there with the band playing?
No, but I think that what he was trying to say is that right now we've really got to step up here. We've got to show what kind of heart we have. We've not been in this situation. We've got to see what we're made of here. Then how can we be resilient and bounce back, because we've not been in this situation at all year.
Hand check foul by Marshawn Tolliver as Eric drove into the lane. Manuel thought he pushed off, but the hand check foul called on Tolliver. First foul on either team. Spin move by Eric down to the right, low blocks. Hangs in the air. Shot goes off the back of the rim. Streaks reach in, trying to knock the ball loose. And it's Bird who comes out with it. Quickest guy on the floor. Takes it all the way. And there's another swat out of bounds by Jalen. Manuel gets it back.
I mean, he has just become the ultimate rim protector there. His ability to time that. Just a super defensive play.
It's at least 3 tonight that I can think of.
And who knows how many the other night. It was Bill Russell like the other night.
Bird on the inbound left of his own backboard. They bounce it to the inside. Alex reaches in, tries to knock it away from Bird. He can't do it. Bird gets a shot up and in. And an and one as Alex picks up his 3rd foul.
And again, getting beat with that offensive inbounds play underneath their own basket there and giving up that layup.
So 3rd foul of the game on Alex Gypsiaco. First team foul on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. And the free throw by Amari and Bird off the rim. Eric had the rebound, but poking it away from the backside, Brown came in, knocked it loose. Now they tie him up on the inside as Price and Milan force the held ball, and that's just a desperation attempt to get the ball back after the Streaks thought they had the rebound cleanly. So 8-point manual lead, 27 to 19. Price out high in the midcourt circle. Fakes left, drives right into the lane, the kick out. Riley, the extra pass into the corner to Dre. He's going to pull it back out. Streaks looking for their first points of the second half, down 8. Alex in between two defenders. Over into the corner, Riley. Left side, right in front of the Galesburg bench. Hands off to Jalen. McCants into the corner, tries to spin, draws a double team. He's trapped over there, needs to get it out high, does to Alex. Dribbles, kick out, Dre for 3. Way off the mark again. Dre has been off all night. Bird under the basket. The outlet to Bird, who steps out of bounds, falling out of bounds. A pass led him too much, and that's 8 manual turnovers.
And also, we are 1 out of 13 with a 3-ball. We've got to be able to hit one of those shots to loosen up the defense, as well as give us an opportunity to get some confidence and make up some slack on the scoreboard.
Well, token pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Jalen is going to work his way right to left over to the scoreboard. Gets a screen from Caleb Meadows out high. Falling down, gets the pass away to Alex. Drives baseline. Emmanuel comes over, gets the block. Trying to save it on the floor, does. Now Caleb intercepts it, gets it to Jalen, comes up short on the 3, and the rebound by Emmanuel. Streaks again, trying to reach in. Alex pokes it away from Bird Brown, trying to get out with it, and out of bounds against the Silver Streaks.
Great power move to the basket there, but again, they're there to defend the rim too as well. It's tough sledding right now on the offensive end for the Streaks.
Ellsberg 0-for-4 to start the third quarter. About as tough a shooting night as they've had all season long. But again, that's a lot of credit to the manual defense making that happen. Galesburg down 8, 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Bird out high, got away, feeds it down low. Pump fake on the head and shoulder a third time. Up, missed the shot. Jalen gets tied up by 2 manual players. And they're going to call a held ball as Jalen got knocked down. And it keeps it on manual's end of the floor. Well, this has been this officiating crew's style of play. A lot of physical play, not a whole lot of fouls called, and they just go for the held ball. Now the pass out high, and there's contact by Riley going after the high lob out high against Tolliver, and no foul called there. Now Tolliver trying to take it at Riley, around Riley. The Streaks come over and get the help side. I think Jalen might have gotten a tip on that one, and he pulls down his 10th rebound. The dribble drive into the front court, leans into the defense and gets called for traveling. Just trying to initiate a foul there, I think. Got the shoulder down low, tried to create some contact and force the officials to call a foul, but it's a turnover instead.
And I think Jalen feels like, and his ball club feels like right now, we're not getting anything going offensively. I'm going to try to create something here by getting to the rim there. And, again, great defense. He just got caught with the ball and traveled with it.
Scoreless for the first 3 minutes of the second half. Manuel with only 1 basket. They lead by 8. Here's a 3, right side. Bird from way outside, right in front of the Manuel bench. 30-19, Manuel matches its biggest lead of the game. Price into the front court. Skip pass to the right side over to Harden. Steps left, high post. Passes it back out to Caleb Meadows. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Streaks need one of those runs. Manuel's done a great job of stopping the Silver Streaks at every strength that they have shown in 29 victories this season. Caleb along the midcourt line, passes the left side to Eric. He's got an opening, drives to the left side and lays it up and in.
There's good offensive call there by Coach Hart to try to create some movement and an isolation layup for Eric.
First basket of the second half for the Silver Streaks, down 9, 30-21, approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Up top, Tolliver with it, passes right side over to Bird. Working against Eric Price, backs it up. Trying to tell his teammate Tolliver to come out here and take over. Harden will guard him. Tolliver, again, they just try to go one-on-one and isolate whenever they can. The bounce pass into the left corner. Bird on the defensive switch hits the 3. 33-21, Galesburg down 12 now, their biggest deficit of the game. Manuel read that very well. Streaks went for the steal to the right side, and Bird wisely saw it, went to the left, and got open for the 3-pointer from the corner. McCants up top, gives it to Eric. Puts the ball on the floor, step back, shoots from 18, off the back iron. Rebound Robertson underneath. 4 boards in the game for Ideas Robertson, who had a double-double in the win over Limestone. Here's another 3 and a blocking foul called against Alex. That's his 4th. And Marshawn Tolliver will shoot 3 free throws here on the 4th foul of the game on Alex Egyptiaco.
Again, just
it's a broken record, but offensively we just can't get anything going in the half court. Again, credit Manuel's defense. It's just absolutely been suffocating. Yep. And we can't hit a shot if we do get a penetration and a kick out. And down here, the last couple of possessions, they've been very workmanlike. They've been able to penetrate, and they have hit the three ball, and they've extended their lead off of that.
Tolliver misses the first free throw. Manuel, 2 out of 8 from the free throw line, leading by 12, though, with 3:14, holding the Silver Streaks to 21 points through 2.5 quarters. Hits the second free throw with one more coming. 34-21. They've outscored the Streaks 9-2 to open up the third quarter. Got the lead to 11 in the first half. Streaks went on a little run to cut the deficit to 6 at the break. Now Manuel outscores the Streaks by 8 on the second free throw here to open up a 35-21 lead. Still 3:14 to go in the third quarter, so plenty of time. But the Streaks have to find some rhythm that works for them. Manuel hasn't allowed it up to this point.
And you feel like right now a 14-point lead, which you said is not insurmountable, but, boy, you're just having a big-time struggle trying to score points, so it seems more than that.
Meadows, McCants, DeMarco Harden, Dalen Ellington, and Eric Price on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Got to continue to run your offense. Can't just start putting up shots. Here's DeMarco. Gets open in the lane. Puts it up with the right hand, but he missed it. Found himself open on the dribble drive. Causey with the rebound. The kick out the right side. The scoop on the windmill won't go. Here's Price out on the run with a rebound. He and Ellington. Eric takes it all the way. And finally, the Streaks get a run out of the secondary break. 35-23.
And that may be our first 2 points out of transition.
I don't think there's any question. Under 2.5 to go, third quarter. Student section trying to encourage their classmates. Down by a dozen with 2:20 to play, third quarter. Bird up top working against Ellington. Again, they just continue to isolate and try to see what they can create off the dribble one-on-one. And they're going to just run clock here, forcing the Silver Streaks to come out and reach and try to make something happen. Now it'll be Brown trying to free himself up against DeMarco Harden. Goes to the right side, got around him, and a hand check foul on DeMarco. DeMarco thought Brown reached out and got him underneath the arm and pushed him off, and DeMarco is pleading his case with the official, but it'll be his second and the third team foul on the Streaks.
And they are just terrific off the dribble from the middle of the floor as they spread.
Damarian Bird, bounce pass. Brown got around DeMarco down low for the easy layup. And that's a mismatch that Manuel has taken advantage of. Here's a spin move by Jalen at the other end and a reach in by Pee Wee Brown. That'll be his first foul. And Jalen's going to get 2 free throws here. Jalen didn't waste any time going after the basket, did he?
Yeah, and get the clock stopped here and try to score some points here with the clock stopped here and try to chip away here to get this lead down a little bit before we begin the fourth period. Be great to get it under double digits.
Jalen makes the first one, his first point of the second half. 37-24, Silver Streaks trailing by 13.
And I believe we only have 3 players that have scored in the game tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
We have 4, actually.
4. And that's just, that's been another struggle for us here tonight. We've not found any scoring other than our couple of big guns.
Yeah, Jalen has 14, Price has 7, and Alex and Dre Egyptiaco each have only 2. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg down a dozen. Trying to put a little run here together in the end of the third quarter, get that double-digit lead down to single digits and bring some energy back into John Thiel Gymnasium, which has been awfully quiet here. And a hand check foul on Dre out high as Brown tried to shake loose. Little reach foul on Dre, his second, and the fourth team foul on Gelsberg. Tell you, Manuel's come in with a great game plan, and they have executed it to perfection here through the first 2 quarters and 6:45 of the second quarter. Streaks go for a steal, and that allows Cameron Causey to dribble all the way in from the outside. And nobody came over to draw the charge. He gets the layup.
And they've had a dominating third period here.
Here's Eric at the other end. Out of control down the left side of the lane. Missed the basket. Rebound Pee Wee Brown. And back comes Manuel very quickly. An open three by Berg goes around his man. The kick out and a travel called against Causey. Took that big step forward, picked up his pivot foot. Yeah, Manuel with four turnovers here in the third quarter. They've got more in the game than the Silver Streaks, but sure wouldn't know it. 52 seconds to go, and the Streaks need a burst here in less than a minute. Down 14. Price leaves off to Jalen in the backcourt, brings it across, guarded by Causey out on the right wing. Works his way right to left, and a blocking foul call. Jalen got that arm out there. Manuel tried to sell it as Bird came over and tried to draw the offensive foul, falling to the floor, his first. Third team foul on Manuel, 41 seconds to go, third quarter. 39-25, Manuel has outscored the Streaks 14-6 to open up that six-point halftime lead to 14 here late third quarter. Dalen from the right wing hits a big three. Dalen hasn't been needed much offensively on the varsity level, but that's a huge three there. Streaks need a turnover now with 20 seconds to go at the end of the third quarter. Jalen trying to make it happen out high. He's working man-to-man against Brown. Jalen almost had the steal. Brown picks it up, though. Now over to Bird on the right side. He's guarded by Ellington. Gets around him. Drives. Kickoff. And an offensive foul called. Caleb Meadows in the lane after the pass away by Bird. And the Streaks do get a turnover. They have 5 seconds left here in the end of the third quarter.
Big plays on both ends of the floor. Let's hope that that can be a springboard here. Something of a fantastic finish here.
They get it into Caleb. Caleb across midcourt. Dribbles all the way down the right side of the lane. Manuel reached in, poked it loose. They heave it at half court and it almost went in. 39-28 at the end of three. Silver Streaks trail by 11. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
2020 is literally the year of the eye.
Oh, like perfect vision. I hadn't even thought of that till now.
Which means we have no more excuses. Especially you? With all that squinting.
But do I want glasses?
Or contacts?
I'd be okay with a super cute pair of prescription designer sunglasses.
I'm gonna get my whole eye allergy thing looked at before they get all swollen and red.
In 2020, get 20/20 with the most thorough eye exam at Kehoe Eye Care. Vision issues or health concerns, the Kehoe docs can help.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Three quarters gone at John Field Gymnasium. 39-28. Manuel with the lead. Galesburg with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Some of the crowd coming to its feet, trying to spur on these Silver Streaks. Jalen traveled with it. He found himself open as he dribbled around a high screen, worked his way to the right rim or right wing, and I think he surprised himself when he got an open look for three and then ended up dragging his pivot foot.
Certainly hasn't had many open looks all night. They've had one, two, three guys all over him and made everything very difficult for him.
Manuel with an 11-point lead. Silver Streaks haven't faced this kind of a deficit all season long. And need a huge fourth quarter here, the kind of run that has defined their season. They got to do it against the best team they've played all year long. Here's a near tip away, but Manuel gets to the loose ball first. Up top, Bird goes around his man, feeds it through the lane. Streaks briefly knock the ball loose, and Manuel on the floor. And Marion Bird's foot hits the baseline, touching the ball, and that's the 12th Manuel turnover.
And we're going to certainly have to take some chances here and do some things here to try to create opportunities.
To the right side, Drea Gypsyako. Down to the right wing. Jalen shoots an 18-footer but missed it. Rebound. Two Manuel players on the weak side. Bird comes up with it. Now they get into the front court quickly. The pull-up jumper from the right side missed it. And Price skies, locks down to the rebound, trying to get out in transition. Works his way to the right wing. Manuel gets back. Jalen feeds it into the left corner. Caleb goes baseline. Dribble drive, gets caught under the basket, takes it all the way. Got knocked to the floor. No foul call. That's Caleb's first basket of the game. And the Streaks are down 9. Crowd to its feet.
6:40 to go in the game. And a timeout called by Manuel, a 30-second timeout, and now the crowd stays on its feet, sensing a run and trying to urge these Silver Streaks on as they get the double-digit lead down to single digits.
And a little burst there. I mean, a stop on the defensive end and down here and get some numbers here and get an easy opportunity, if you call that easy, of getting to the rim without somebody all over you. We need to be able to repeat these things now and string some of these stops together and get out and get on a run here, which we haven't been able to do all night long here. And again, we're going to have to take some chances defensively. They do a great job of handling the ball and spreading the floor here like nobody we've seen all year. They take care of the ball, and then they're able to penetrate and get layup. This is the old-fashioned delay game or stall game that you don't see in today's modern game.
That was my thought as well. They're going to do everything they can to really shorten this game up, which I got to believe is every part of what that timeout was about for head coach Willie Coleman. So the Streaks are going to have to initiate some things. Here's a pass down to the low baseline, kicked out of bounds. Oh, Price touched it last. Eric thought it went off Pee Wee Brown right under the basket. Manuel's going to hang on to it. Darn near forced a turnover there, but Manuel keeps it. 6:26 to go, Streaks down 9. Bird on the inbound, right of the basket. They find an opening. Kyleb goes for the steal and draws a defensive foul instead as Amari and Bird got to the ball. Kyleb got knocked over, trying to draw the charge. And Bird will shoot 2 free throws here. First foul of the game on Kyleb.
And again, the inbounds pass and play resulted in a close-range shot there.
Bird, 5 points in the game, all of those in the third quarter. Eyes the first one. 6:25 to go in the game, puts it up and in. As a team, Manuel has shot just 4 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight. That gives him a 10-point lead now at 40-30. 5 team fouls on the Streaks, 4 on Manuel. Rams have 3 timeouts remaining. Silver Streaks have 2. Second one off the back iron. Rebound batted around. Manuel got a hand on it. Got the tip. Wouldn't go. Eric comes out with it. Leads a break into the front court. Runs into traffic. The kick out. Jalen for 3. Off the front of the rim. Price came over and kicked the ball out of bounds. The ball came to him unexpectedly. And he was in the right spot, but he wasn't ready for it to come back to him like it did. And he kicked it out of bounds.
Would have been a big-time 3 there that would have cut the lead to 7 there. And just couldn't make the shot there when we needed that.
Yep.
Wide open look there, but couldn't get it to go down.
6:13 to play. Streaks down 10, 40-30. Streaks are going to put on the full court press here. Bird on the inbound of the baseline. The firing into the front court. They got a man wide open at the other end, and the Streaks can't get there as Causey lays it up and in. So that was no problem for Manuel. Back comes the Streaks, down 12 now. Dre gets around his man, gets all the way to the low blocks for the quick layup. His first basket since the first quarter, and the Streaks trail by 10 again, 42-32. The feed into the left side, the quick 3 by Brown hits. Well, when he put up the shot, I thought, that's all right, take that quick shot. Nope. He knocked it down, and the Streaks are down 13.
That one hurt.
He's got 12 in the game, 5 and a half. Kyleb to the right baseline. Cut off there, kicks it out. Jalen works his way right with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Kyleb stuck, finds Dre, open down low for the layup. Somehow
excellent
Manuel
pass.
Just lost it.
Excellent pass by Kyleb to have the presence of mind to be able to have the patience and the vision to see that.
Streaks down 11, 5:15 to go. The dribble drive, the shot off the rim, the tip out by Manuel. They find its way to Brown, gets tripped up, falls down, and a timeout called by the Rams. They have 2 remaining now with 5:09 to play in the game and an 11-point lead.
And I think this is one of those timeouts that, again, you as a head coach with the lead here are trying to settle things down, trying to be, you know, very deliberate. You do a great job of spreading the floor and handling the ball. You don't have to be in a hurry here, and you don't have to be impatient. And again, you got to take care of the ball because the Streaks are going to look to double team, are going to look to try to strip the ball from you here, and we need to do everything we can to do that and get into passing lanes and try to score points in bunches.
Well, we get the 3 down here, which was a quick shot, which you and I had both thought, okay. But then, like we said, he knocked it down. Then they get another quick shot down here, which was a miss that they tipped out. And I got to believe that's what Willie Coleman is saying here. We don't need these quick shots. We need to run clock.
And we do that very, very well. And again, shortening the game here with a double-digit lead will make it very, very difficult for the Streaks if they're able to do that successfully.
Down 11 are the Streaks, 45-34, 5:09 to play in the game. Galesburg's lowest point total in a game this season was 45 in that loss up at United Township back in December. The bounce pass on the inbound to Tolliver, and he kicks it back out. And there we go. They're going to try to run some clock. Trying to get around his man Brown. Gets into the lane and a strip on the way up. And Eric gets called for getting him on the arm. And that'll be the third of the game on Eric, who picked up those two fouls in about the first 3.5 minutes of the first quarter. So just now he picks up his third. So credit to how well Eric's played without picking up his third foul until now. But again, one of those fouls that frustrates the Silver Streaks with a lot of the other contact that's gone on and no calls made. And Eric frustrated that he gets called on that one when he thought he might have had it cleanly with Brown stripping him on the way up. But Brown missed the first free throw.
And I think that's a legitimate question there and concern or a criticism there, because there's been some no calls and guys have got really hammered going to the rim, and that was a little bit more of a, not a ticky-tack, but less contact.
Brown makes one of two. The lead is 12. 46-34. Manuel took command of the game with a 10-0 run back in the second quarter. They've led the rest of the way since. Dalen to the low blocks. A reach in by Manuel, knocking it out of bounds. And we got a technical foul called against Manuel.
Yes.
Oh, and boys, Willie Coleman upset about that. One of his players under the basket gets called for a technical foul. And that's the second of the game on Pee Wee Brown. And I don't blame Willie Coleman for being upset about that. You're leading by 12 with 5 minutes to go in the game. And you're putting the team on the free throw line and get them the ball back with the clock stopped. And Jalen knocks down the first free throw.
Yeah, no reason for that in any way, shape, or form. And again, Coach Coleman is hot, and rightfully so there. That's unsportsmanlike, number one, but it's also terrible judgment there.
The Cants takes advantage of it, makes both free throws. The lead is 10, 46-36. His only points in the second half coming from the free throw line, 16 in the game for Jalen McCants, and the Streaks with the ball back down 46-36, trying to make something really big out of this and get the momentum and the tide turned in their favor.
Let's see if we can make them pay here.
4:52 to go. Officials waiting to get the ball inbound here. Eric will inbound it inside the half-court line, gets it to Jalen. McCants works his way to the top of the arc to the left side, reverses back behind him, down low, Alex in traffic in the lane, and a reach-in foul called against Manuel. That'll be the 16th foul on the Rams. And Alex was in the neighborhood, or rather, Dre was in the neighborhood of the basket, but he wasn't in the act of shooting. That's the third foul now on Marshawn Tolliver. So the next foul by Manuel, actually the next foul by either team, puts the opponent in the bonus for the rest of the way. 4:45 to play. Eric on the right wing. Up top, Dre swinging around to the left side. Dalen's going to hand off. This will be Kyler. Driving into the lane, gets knocked to the floor. And a 1-1 coming now with a 17th foul on Manuel. And 4:35 to play. Third foul of the game on Maurice Bird. And now the Streaks with two free throws by McCants with the clock stop. Get Kyler to the line for a 1-1. Meadows at 67% on the season. Needs to make some big ones here with the Streaks down 10. First one up and in. And the Streaks are down 9 with 4:35 to play.
And what's creeping into this game little by little is it's going to be a... Free throws are going to play a role in.
Second one by Meadows. Good. Galesburg within 8. 46-38. Gone on a little run here, a little 6-1 run. Manuel into the front court, and now a foul called against Dre. And suddenly, the officials are calling everything. It was man-to-man, Brown against Dre into the front court up the far sideline. And Dre gets called for a foul. And that's going to put Manuel at the line with a 1-1 with 4.5 minutes to play, trying to add to their 8-point lead.
And to my point, free throws are going to play a role here. I've noticed that things have been tightened up, as you said, Brad, with the officiating. And I think you're going to see more whistles here. Both teams are going to be shooting.
Manuel just 5 out of 13 from the line, but he knocks down the first one there. Pee Wee Brown, 5 in the quarter, 7 for the half, and 14 for the game. 9-point Manuel lead, 47-38. Still 4.5 minutes to play in this game. Plenty of time for the Streaks to make a run. They just haven't been able to make one here in the game so far. Brown makes them both. And the lead is back to 10 now at 48-38. Eric in the backcourt. Behind the back with the dribble. Spin move in the lane. Goes right to the basket. And he missed the shot. Manuel with the outlet to Bird. Stops, lets the defense go by, and he lays it up and in. That is a killer. The missed shot at the other end, and Manuel does to the streaks what Galesburg has done to the opponent so well. Quick three by Ellington is off the mark. Price got a hand on the rebound, but it's Manuel that comes out with it. Maurice Bird, at just 5'11", has 7 rebounds in this game for Manuel.
And he's a good-looking player, very much of a quarterback and a calming influence, a great defender and a good rebounder.
Manuel's going to make the streaks chase now. They spread the offense in the half court. The teardrop inside the free throw line. The miss, but the tip up and in by Amarian Bird. And the streaks really having the air taken out of their game right now with 3:40 to go. They got the lead down to 8. And now this quick little 6-0 run by Manuel puts them right back up by 14 with 3:40 to go in the game. Galesburg calls timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:40 left in the fourth quarter at Galesburg High School. Yori Emanuel has opened the lead back up to 14. 52-38 over the Silver Streaks. More than halfway through the fourth quarter, so time really against the Silver Streaks here now if they're going to put together a comeback.
And Eric just lost control of the ball.
Yeah, he sure did.
Looked up the floor before he caught it and turned it over there.
9 turnovers on the Silver Streaks, and just really everything just coming apart for Galesburg right now. Galesburg double teams, tries to go for a steal. Manuel passes it back out high. 3.5 minutes to go. Galesburg just has to attack the ball at every opportunity. And Brown gets knocked down, dribbling between a double team of Egyptiaco and McCants out high. Jalen gets called for his second foul. So Manuel, 3 for 4, 4 out of 6, 8 out of 16 from the free throw line. Not great, but Brown has been the most reliable of any of the Rams players, and he goes back to the line. 4 out of 6 in the game, first one up and in. That's the kind of guy you want at the free throw line when you got a lead in the fourth quarter. If they're going to foul you, you want somebody to be a reliable player, and he's been the most of all for the Rams here tonight. Misses the second one. It's 53-38. Eric Price with a rebound. Into the left wing. Alex kicks it out. Jalen's going to shoot a high three, and he airballed it. Under the basket, Tolliver with the rebound. Manuel into the front court. The feed to the right side. Up and around the rim and dropping through for Brown as he changed his shot on the way up to avoid the McCants block, and it's 55-38. And they just really opened it up with 3 minutes to go. Alex in the lane, goes to the basket, can't get the shot to finish off, and then he's fouled and they're going for the rebound. And that's a third of the game against Pee Wee Brown. Stops the clock with 2:56 to play.
You know, with 2:56 to go, I mean, nothing's out of the question here, and you're hoping for a miracle finish. But I'll tell you what, Manuel, as you said here, has come in here with a terrific game plan, but most importantly, they've executed. They have guarded like I've seen nobody guard all year, and they have certainly rebounded like I've seen nobody rebound against us. And those two things here tonight have just been a wall for us to try to get through.
Alex makes both his first points since the first quarter as he's played in foul trouble tonight. Galesburg down 15. They got to put the full court pressure on, and Manuel breaks it. And then at the other end, they got a 3-on-1 going around his man. The miss, but Manuel gets the rebound on the miss by Bird as he's getting to the weak side, and he comes up with his own board. And now Manuel pulls it back out and can run some clock with 2:35 to play. And a 15-point Rams lead. Into the right side, the skip pass up top. Streaks have to chase. Into the left corner, Bird working against Price. Streaks try to double-team. They knock it loose. Picked up by Caleb Meadows on the turnover. And then he gives it right back. Manuel with the steal. Now they got a 2-on-1. The layup missed. McCants got a hand on the rebound, and he comes out with it. Into the front court, he overthrows Dre, and Galesburg turns it over right back.
And right now we're trying to hit the six-run home run. We're just trying to do things too much in a hurry and turning it over.
We approach the two-minute mark. Manuel with a fake pass. The miss by Bird. The rebound by Dre. Kylib at the other end with the outlet and the layup. Streaks call their final timeout. With a minute 57 to go, down 13, 55-42. Take a quick timeout with them. Streaks down a Baker's dozen with under 2 minutes to play. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds. Bid on item number 401, a Nordic Escape LS hot tub from Tri-State Water, Pools, and Spas.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 21st on WGIL.
Normal West knocks out United Township 53-45. So the Panthers' season is over. The Silver Streaks here at home, trailing Peoria Manual 55-42 with a minute 57 to play. Geneseo has advanced, winning over Rochelle 61-54 up at Sterling. And at La Salle, Peru, showing Ottawa leading Rock Island 54-48. I can't tell if that one's a final or not yet. So mixed results for the Western Big Six up to this point. And Manuel at the free throw line with a minute 54 to go in the game here, trying to ice away a victory over the Silver Streaks after the second foul on Kylib Meadows. Amarian Bird, 1 for 5 from the line tonight, and he gets the front end of the 1-1 on the final 1-1 opportunity for the Rams. Yep, 2 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. Minute 54 to play, Streaks down 14. Takes his time on the second one. Eyes it. Puts it up and in.
And they've knocked down free throws here down the stretch.
15-point Rams lead. Dre into the front court. Spin move down the lane. Up in the left hand. Missed it. Manuel attacks. Gets the rebound. Bird comes out with it. Back they come quickly. With a dribble drive and a travel called as Marshawn Tolliver went in from the left side right at Eric. And he left his feet, came down with it. 14th Rams turnover. 15-point Rams lead, though. 57-42. Riley Milan back into the game. Streaks need a ton of threes in a short amount of time, and Riley's one who can knock him down, so he's back on the floor. Kylib's going to launch one from the right side, and he hits it. Minute 32 to go. Streaks do not call timeout. The timeout before the break was by Manuel. Streaks do not use their last one yet. Manuel breaks a press and a layup by Cameron Causey. Just like that. 59-45. Price, left side. Kick out. Riley's going to shoot the three. That one's off the rim. Rebound. Alex had position. Batted away from behind. Manuel, the outlet pass. Eric reaches in. Knocks it loose. Up the far sideline. Stops. Reverses directions. And pulls it back. It's knocked down. Manuel with the steal. The layup over to the right side by Maurice Bird. And more frustration by the Galesburg fans that they see one of their players get knocked down with no foul called. Now Jalen steps into a three. Drains it from the outside. And it stops the clock with 48 seconds to go. 19 points in the game for McCants. And the Streaks now have used their final timeout with 48 seconds to play.
You know, this has just been an uphill struggle all night long for us. And again, it looks like that we've not played well. But I think that it's not so much we haven't played well. It's that Manuel has done such a good job against us. They've frustrated us in all ways. They've got us out of our offense. The last number of possessions, we've just tried to do things on our own here, trying to create something. And the kids are competitive, so they're trying to make something happen on their own. And as a result of that, offense has become discombobulated. And you know, again, that's much credit to the Rams for such a great job in the half court
yep.
on the defensive end.
Streaks came into the third quarter with, or into the fourth quarter with 28 points. They've scored 20, but the Rams have scored 22. So you knew the Streaks were going to have to put up some numbers here in the fourth quarter to have any chance at coming back. They've done that. But Manuel has just continued to do here in the fourth quarter what they did the previous three quarters and have not allowed the Silver Streaks to make any kind of a run.
They've been able to beat our press, and then when they've been fouled, they've knocked down free throws.
They break the press. They go to three on one, and a hammer dunk by Cameron Causey flying in from the left side.
And that's picture perfect in terms of breaking a press.
Jalen's going to shoot another long three. It's off the front of the rim. 33 seconds to go. Manuel with the rebound and Adam Stewart into the game. Fouls Pee Wee Brown right away to stop the clock. And the Streaks are going to get a number of players into the game. And Coach Ryan Hart is going to allow the seniors to come out of the game and get a big round of applause from this packed gymnasium. McCants frustrated, hobbling a little bit. And the officials say, nope, you got to go down and you got to guard the first free throw before you're going to come out of the game. And the players really showing the emotion now, knowing with 31 seconds to go that hope is pretty much completely lost. The realization that the season is over is really setting in for these kids right now.
And nothing to be ashamed of. I know that's easy for me to say, but when this is all said and done, these kids here have had a season for the ages with 29 wins. And Coach Ryan Hart's first year here, they played exciting basketball. They've captured the hearts of their fans here. And again, a great atmosphere here tonight. Just a super, super season by the Silver Streaks.
And the crowd shows its appreciation coming to its feet as the players hug. They go to the end of the bench. The free throw is up and in by Brown. And it's 64-48. And we're 31.2 seconds away from a season that saw this team win 29 games. Only the fourth Galesburg High School boys basketball team in school history to win 29. Here's a three by Jeremiah Babers. Missed it. Rebound Cohen Derry. Has the ball knocked away. Manuel trying to get out with it, and they do. And a layup by Justin Page at the other end. The game plan doesn't stop even when they're up big. Cohen Derry with a big quick basket at the other end answer. 66-57 seconds to go. And now Manuel will just dribble out the clock. And they will advance 17-11, and they'll play in the Peoria Sectional next week. And the Silver Streak season is over at 29-4. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Mid-State Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome back to The Price Baby Right. Now, Lisa, what is your bid on this beautiful grandfather clock?
Don't you wish there was a better way to get what you want? Listen at home, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction.
Items up for bid include number 305, preschool tuition to Galesburg Christian School.
Saturday, March 21st, starting at 7 a.m. on WGIL. Get more info at WGIL.com.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers.
It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth presents its 52nd annual Town and Country Art Show. It runs from March 10th until April 24th, featuring student artwork from throughout Warren, Henderson, and Mercer counties. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, encouraging you to check out their Google reviews and see how they've helped save thousands. Clear skies tonight, overnight low of 26, sunny tomorrow with a high of 57, a low of 40 tomorrow night. Sunday mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 64. 50-50 chance of rain Sunday night, overnight, and then Monday, cloudy skies, rain likely in a high of 57. Currently, it is 32 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg High School boys basketball team's season is over. They fall to Peoria Emanuel 66-50. Silver Streaks were up 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. And then Manuel went on a 10-0 run, went up 8, 20-12. And they just kind of kept the Streaks at arm's length the rest of the way from that point forward. I mean, they had a game plan. We talked about it during the broadcast. They had a game plan. They executed it perfectly.
And Brad, we felt like at the half that you know, six-point margin could have been more. So we were holding on for dear life at the half, and we talked about that first 3 minutes being critical like it always is, but especially in tonight's game where we were down for the first time, and they came out and exploded in the third period. Took a little while, but they just grinded it out until finally they blew it, for the most part, not wide open, but to a significant comfortable lead and win going away here, and never really challenged hard in the second half at all.
I was talking to assistant coach Chad Thompson earlier this afternoon, and I'm going to go back to what you and I talked about during our pregame earlier tonight. The fact that they come in at 16-11, the schedule they've played, and, people who were here who saw the game, a lot of people I talked to, watched the way Manuel played the other night and said, well, I think we're in good shape. The closer we got to this game, the more uneasy I got. So I started going through their season and just tried to write down some observations to try to quantify why I felt that 16-11 mark was so deceiving. And here's something I wrote down before the game. Manuel is 2-6 when opponents score 60 points or more. That tells you something about their defense right there, that if they give up 60 or more, 75% of the time they lose. The Streaks, when held to 50 or under, are only 2-2. Streaks scored 50 tonight, and that's credit to the Manuel defense.
And again, their defense was superb. It completely took us out of everything we wanted to do.
Yep.
We couldn't get anything going in the half court. we couldn't penetrate and get kickouts, and when we did, we couldn't hit a shot. And most importantly, as I said in one of my keys where I gave a manual key, limit our runs. We had no runs tonight, and our runs come off of our ability to get the ball off the glass and get out and run in transition or create turnovers in transition. And there was nothing doing in either one of those situations tonight for us. So, I mean, you look at any opportunity that you could see that we would maybe have an opening, those doors were closed and closed hard and tight tonight by the Manuel Rams.
Shall we take a look at our post-game statistics? I imagine, being the final game of the season, Coach Reinhart presumably will be a little longer than usual. And, of course, that's where he needs to be right now. He needs to be in the locker room with his players. So do you have numbers added up? Can we do our post-game
statistics? Yeah, let's do those. And rightfully so. This has been, as we said, a season for the ages. It ends disappointingly tonight, but take nothing away from these kids. 29 and we end up 29-4. I don't think anyone in our town would have said that these guys are going to finish 29-4 this year. And I think everyone would have looked at you with a different look in their eyes. So these kids have done a terrific job. And as I've said, Reinhart is without question the coach of the year in any situation that you want to vote here, because he's handled this ball club in all areas superbly. So he needs to take a little bit more time in there to talk things out with his players. Team-wise tonight, Streaks, tough night shooting, 16 out of 49 for 32%. Really difficult with a three ball, only 4 out of 23. And we talked a little bit off the air that if we could have made one or two of those early, maybe that would have loosened up their ability to pack it in and stifle us in terms of running our half-court offense. We just couldn't get one of those to go. And on their end, they were 26 out of 56 for 46%. And they shot the ball from the three-point line only 11 times, but made four and made a key one there to begin the fourth period last night. Or in the fourth period tonight, and then made two big ones early in the third period to really extend their lead.
Yeah.
For one of the few times this year, and I think it's been only one time that we've been out. Is that correct? One time we've been out rebounded this year. That can't
one,
be.
One time that
we lost the ball
game. Lost when we
we've been out rebounded three times.
We've been out rebounded eight times.
Eight times
year.
Was it? Okay, I'm not looking at my.
And we're 6-2 in those games.
Yeah.
Even then, when we out rebounded or when we got out rebounded.
And tonight we really got out rebounded in a big way, 40-24. They were able to get a number of stick backs off the offensive glass in the game to really create a lead for themselves. And they limited us to one shot, or if we got a rebound on the offensive glass, we were absolutely met with a suffocating challenge or a block, something from that end. So they were really good on the glass and really out-rebounded us in a big way. Turnover-wise, they committed 15. We only committed 12. Their turnovers didn't seem to come at times where they were hurt by them. And oftentimes those live ball turnovers will hurt you. They made their turnovers in areas where they were able to recover or when, you know, there was nothing at stake there. So everything for the most part went the Rams' way tonight, and they made it that way. So they deserve to win this ball game tonight. Streaks had a tough one. Streaks certainly competed to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, a great season, as we said. And I see Coach Hart coming up this way now.
Free throw shooting, Silver Streaks 12 out of 13, Manual 12 out of 22. We'll go through the individual scoring, but we'll take a break here. We'll talk with Coach Hart when we come back as Galesburg falls to Manual by 16 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free four times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Grady Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Grady Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks fall to Peoria Manual 66-50. Coach Ryan Hart joins us now in the post game as he's good enough to do every game and a lot of games this year. It's been a lot of fun, and it's tough here tonight, Coach. And anytime the season ends, it was going to be tough and not the way we wanted. And I guess we have to start what we talked about and what you just asked about when you came up here is the rebounding. You knew it was going to be a key tonight, and it may not have been the key, but it was pretty darn key.
Yeah, well, Coach Cheeseman just said it was 40-24, and we knew that. And we preached to them, you have to crash the boards, you have to crash the boards. And we battled throughout the whole game, but we just did not get ourselves in a proper position. We just were out of sync a little bit. Their speed, their quickness.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little bit more than what we expected in the gameplay than what we saw on film, and even against Limestone the other night.
I want to take this time, and I think we've talked about it up here tonight, we've talked about it all year, is to congratulate you on the job you and your staff and your ball club have done. You've captured the hearts of these fans and this community, and you have been a coach of the year in every category that you could consider and come up with, and tonight doesn't diminish any of that at all. I know that you're disappointed. It seemed like tonight, and you talk about this for a second, We were swimming upstream the whole night. We couldn't get anything going offensively. We're so good in transition. They were able to get back. They were able to get up the floor. And like you said, rebounding. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think we were up 13-12 at the end of the first quarter. We were up for a little bit there. And then the second quarter, it just, I don't know. We got nothing going to the rim. We settled for three-pointers, which we do that from time to time, but not real often. And, I mean, it was just kind of like we were a little bit timid. I really don't know what to say about that. I mean, we should have done a better job. We didn't do a better job. I mean, they controlled every aspect. I mean, the rebounding, they controlled how we played on offense by their defense. And they controlled our defense by their speed and their tempo they played. And that was something that we really hadn't seen all year long, especially from my standpoint. And, I mean, the crowd, I mean, they tried to rally us. They did a great job. And I appreciate every single person that came out here tonight. And they've been super all year long and very supportive. And they gave us nothing but compliments about how the kids play and how much they love watching them. And, I mean, that's exactly what I told them in the locker room, too. I mean, you kids made a lot of people proud this year. And even though the outcome wasn't the way we wanted it tonight, you still need to hold your heads up high because a lot of you still got a good future here with basketball, whether it's at the next level or coming back next year.
Let me ask you about what seemed to be a lot of their offensive game plan tonight. It was give the ball to somebody out high and go one-on-one against whoever was defending them and see if they could create something. And then if not, get it off to the next guy and let him go one-to-one and see what he could create.
Well, they did that a lot against Limestone the other night, too, against that zone.
What did that do to our defense, though? We really haven't seen anybody try to attack us that way this
Well,
year.
I mean, nobody is as quick as what we've played tonight either.
Right.
And even Lincoln Park, who's probably a better team, per se, in general, attacking them with the five guys that got out on the court with Ishmael Habib and stuff. But I mean, it was just a different type of game tonight because all five of them were just so quick and were able to just kind of slip behind guys when we had to help. And we tried a little bit of zone there in the third and fourth quarter, and it was kind of the same thing. Once they got going downhill, they took a shot, whether it was a good shot, wild shot, whatnot. And they were able to get rebounds because we were just chasing. We were chasing all night long. And, I mean, again, hats off to Manuel. I mean, they played a great game, and this is one of the better games they played that I've seen on film or in person. And, I mean, they beat us. They flat out beat us. We lost, and we have nobody to blame but ourselves, and we just didn't get the job done. But, again, we do not need to hold our heads down and hang our heads
at
all for this season.
talk about your seniors. You've had you had Adam Stewart, you had Riley Milan, and, of course, you had Jalen McCants, what they've done here. And you've been part of this program for a long time, and you've been a builder of it. What do those kids mean, meant to this program, and your thoughts about them?
Well, it's throughout the year, it was kind of fun watching Riley get on Jalen a couple games throughout the year, right? Asking him questions, are you going to play tonight, and then him responding and everything. Jalen is by far the best practice player we got, day in and day out. And when he's playing at a high level, it just kind of brings everybody up. And that's how usually the practices are. And Riley follows suit, and even Adam. I mean, they're all three super good kids. I couldn't ask for a better trio of seniors to send off with a season like this. I mean, they're great superhuman beings, and they do a good job, and they're nice. Like I was telling them before they walked out of the locker room, one of the best attributes to those kids is that they're nice to all the little kids who talk to them when they come out of locker rooms and stuff. And I remember one time last year, I thanked them for being nice to my own children when my own children were walking through the locker room and stuff. And they always made a big deal when Ben or Will roll through the locker room about how they're there and everything and give them hype. I mean, they're super good kids. And, I mean, their work ethic, everything they did, I mean, couldn't be more proud of those kids. And they're good human beings.
Yep. And again, Jalen, you know, we talk about the statistics. Here's a kid who finishes with 20 double-doubles out of 33 games. He averages 22 points a game and 10.5 rebounds, averages that. And here's a kid, as you've talked about often, hasn't even been playing basketball as long as a lot of these other kids have played. So it's a pretty phenomenal season. Our fans and we witnessed something that was awfully special, and you were a part of in helping coaching him and getting to that level. It has to be a real pleasure for you to see him do this.
Right, and he's grown so much from when he was younger. I remember open gyms as a sophomore when we were rolling around in September and October, just about how impressive he was. And we talked about this on the radio about in the past when he was really good, it was because of his athleticism or just his skills. And this year, he's done a great job putting them both together. And, I mean, it showed game in and game out. And even when he struggled a little bit from game to game, he still put up impressive numbers, which is an attribute to what kind of potential he has. And any coach that we've talked to that's called about him, and that's the same thing we always talk about. I keep on reiterating to those guys that his best basketball is ahead of him. I mean, he had a pretty special year, but he doesn't even know how good he could possibly be yet. And whoever is going to swoop him up and get him at their school next year is going to have a pretty prized possession, because he's only going to get better once he starts getting the mental aspect of the game down, which he's starting to get right now. But, he hasn't even scratched the surface in that aspect yet. So, and those other two, I mean, they're going to do good things in the future, too, wherever they decide to go and whatever they decide to do. So, again, great three kids, great three seniors to have, and proud of them. And they don't have anything to be ashamed of whatsoever.
Nope, not at all.
Their growth, they really flourished under you and Coach Reynolds, and you this year especially, where they just really grew. I've watched, not like Jimmy has over the years, but I've watched Silver Streaks basketball back from the middle 60s to now, and he's one of the best and certainly most exciting players I've ever seen wear a uniform here, and he was a blast to watch, and you're getting a lot of credit.
Well, and you even look at it tonight, and even like starting at that Moline game, anytime he touched the ball, everybody just sagged off and helped. Everybody just sagged off and helped, just kind of daring us to make some shots. And like tonight, we didn't make any shots. We had enough. So if we would have knocked in a couple early, then it would open up more things for him and more things for Eric. I mean, Manuel did a great job, and they kind of took away what Jalen and Eric and those guys kind of do best. And so You can't blame any one person. You can't blame the group at all. I mean, it was a super, super performance all year long, and we got beat tonight.
Well, I just want to thank you again, Coach. You have stepped into a situation and handled it as professionally as anyone I could think of could. You've been just a joy to work with this season. I wish we were doing it for another couple of weeks, as I know you do too. But just thank you again for all the help and the cooperation. You gave me a ride up to Chicago for that shootout game. You were kind enough to let me ride along so I didn't have to drive by myself that weekend. And it's just been a great pleasure, and I look forward to doing this for a long time to come.
Well, it was a fun year, and I mean, again, you guys, the entire community, and I mean, the crowd right now is clapping for those guys coming out of locker room. I mean, it's a great sight to see. Jalen's walking out right now with his mom, and I mean, he's got tears in his eyes, and everybody's just clapping for him. So, again, well deserved. I mean, he's improved so much these last 3 years, and again, he's got a lot of good things ahead of him. So, good for him. I mean, and I appreciate everybody acknowledging who he is and what these guys have done all year long, and any support that they've given me and the rest of the coaching staff and the team whatsoever and the school. I mean, it's just been fun all year long. So
it'd be pretty easy for the community to just walk out of here at the end of it all over and be disappointed. But look at all these people who've hung around for just those moments when those kids are coming out of the locker room. That's pretty special.
Yeah,
this guy's been a class act all the way, and just this is typifies how everything is. Our communities rally around these guys and this coach.
And it's even like with 2 minutes to go in the game, and the realization starts sinking in.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, yes, I'm disappointed, but we played well all year long, and there's nothing to be ashamed about, and we got beat. I mean, it's just. I mean, I'm happy for what we got accomplished. I wish we were moving on. We didn't. I mean, you just got to take the wins with the losses, too. So, I mean, we got our loss tonight. So, just the way it works.
Thanks for a great season, Coach.
Yes,
it was a great ride.
Coach. Thank you. Congratulations. Proud of you.
Ryan Hart of the Silver Streaks. When we come back, we still got to do our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We got to get through the individual statistics, and we got to close out with our final thoughts as well. 66-50, Manuel ousts the Silver Streaks in the regional championship here at John Thiel Gymnasium. We'll continue with post-game coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342. Heat.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Trump is reordering American trade deals and making them much more favorable and fair to the United States.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Let's wrap up our post-game statistics. We didn't get all the way through those here a moment ago, so we didn't do individual scoring. Our post-game statistics, as they have been all season long, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Steve had run through the team numbers, as always, and so my responsibility is the individual scoring numbers.
Thank God for that.
So let's give you those numbers here. Manuel finished four players in double figures, led by Pee Wee Brown with 19. Myrese Bird had 15. Amarian Bird and Cameron Causey both finished with 10. Then you go to Marshawn Tolliver with 6. Justin Page, IDS Robinson, and Andreas Bailey, or rather Joshua Ivory, with 2 points each. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, as we mentioned a moment ago, another double-double. For the season, he finishes with 20, 19 points, 11 rebounds tonight. He was the only Silver Streaks player in double figures. Caleb Meadows had 9, all of those coming in the fourth quarter. Eric Price finished with 7. He's back for another year, so is Meadows. Dre Egyptiaco with 6, his brother Alex with 4. They'll be back next season. Dalen Ellington had 3 points tonight. Cohen Derry with two. Those are a couple of sophomores who have bright futures ahead of them. And they were the only player, and they were the final players to score. Adam Stewart, DeMarco Harden, Riley Milan. It's a shame to see Riley in his last game not get any points. He really had a terrific season. The development of his game from last year was just so impressive.
Tremendous.
As well. Not really something we talked about with Coach Hart tonight, but we have talked about it with him in the past.
How far he's come in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
Big, big, big time. So that wraps up our post-game statistics. Now we got to go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And in a 16-point loss, it's not always easy to come up with one. But, well, it's how do you not go with this kid tonight?
Yeah, our and I guess this just sums up the year. And, again, this has been a great team effort, but this team has been led by and just about all areas by Jalen McCants. And Jalen, another outstanding performance with three and four guys on him all night, but never gave up, tried to find a way, and, again, did some things here that were spectacular. He's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight. So Jalen McCants, super season, great game again tonight. Dave's Auto Body, Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I'll tell you what, as I've said here, he's one of the best I've ever seen here. And he's got that flair for the dramatic. I mean, he makes plays wherever they may be, a block shot, a steal, and a dunk. Mm-hmm. The big time, he almost made a step back three here that would remind you of Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, and it went in and out. So, I mean, he's got that flair for that. And so fun to watch, and you can see he's a young basketball player in terms of his experience and his skills. He's going to get better and better yet, and we're going to hear a lot from him on the next level.
You know, and I just think about his body too. We've talked about that lean and that length that he's got, but I mean, there's a kid as he continues to just mature physically, and he really gets bigger and stronger with that athleticism and that length and that ability that he has, just that instinct.
He has instinct big time.
Going to be a handful.
Oh, my. He's got that ceiling that he hasn't come close yet, too.
So the Silver Streaks fall tonight 66-50 as they end the season 29-4. We'll close out with our final thoughts when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Public Library can help your kids come up with the best Lego creations. The library's Lego Mania Club meets the second Tuesday of every month. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Welcome back to The Price Baby Right. Now, Lisa, what is your bid on this beautiful grandfather clock?
I don't know. Why don't you all just stop yelling at me? I can't think.
Don't you wish there was a better way to get what you want? Listen at home, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction.
Items up for bid include number 317, a $25 gift certificate to the Whiskey Barrel Country Kitchen and Bar.
Saturday, March 21st, starting at 7 a.m. on WGIL. Get more info at WGIL.com. As new items are added to the WGIL radio auction, be among the first to know what will be up for bid on Saturday morning, March 21st, by signing up for radio auction email alerts today at WGIL.com.
66-50, the final. Manuel ends the Galesburg Silver Streak season at 29-4. First of all, thanks to our sponsors here on WGIL, including Galesburg Nissan. We were hoping to get another chance to...
They've been wonderful.
...to make a couple of trips to Peoria. They provided our transportation all season long for Galesburg High School football, girls basketball, and boys basketball season. So our thanks to Jeff Klink, Chad Warren, and all the folks at Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation and being a big part of our broadcasts here on WGIL. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Courtright Construction sponsored our coaches' interviews all season long. Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Grady Insurance was the sponsor of our halftime statistics and our coaches' interviews. We appreciate the support of them, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. To Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill, bringing you our final statistics all season long. And, of course, Dave's Auto Body, a longtime sponsor now of our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which, as we talk about frequently, it's not who the best player of the game was. It's not who had the best game overall. Sometimes that ends up what it's being, but the idea the crunch time player of the game, literally, who had the biggest impact at the biggest, most important point of the game. And maybe that was Jalen tonight, maybe it wasn't, but how can you overlook him in the final game of this fantastic season that he had? And so thanks to Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's, and we sure appreciate everyone's support for bringing you Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on
Tremendous
WGIL.
Sponsors, and that crunch time player of the game is a tradition. So Dave's Auto Body, thank you there, and all of those sponsors. They make Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL as well as football a special, special thing and a long, long tradition.
And I love your perspective, Steve. I'm so thankful to have been together for another season. I love the perspective you bring, the historical understanding of the game, and just your knowledge. It's so beneficial for our listeners, and it's been a great ride. I wish we were doing it, as I said, for a couple more weeks, but thanks for another great season.
Thank you. You're a real pro and the best in the business, and it's a pleasure. Easy to work with a guy like you, and again, this has been a fun season, and like you, I'm disappointed to see it come to an end, but it doesn't take away, as Coach Hart said, the significance and the excitement and the achievement and success that this kid, this team, and these kids and this town and these fans here tonight, they all had. It was tremendous.
66-50, the final. Gillsburg falls to Peoria Emanuel.
Here's a superstar right up here.
No kidding.
You want to have him talk for a second? Do we have time for that?
You willing to take a word or two, Jalen? Feel up to it?
You absolutely should if we got a second.
Well, we kept it on the air just long enough. Jalen, congratulations. You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. We all didn't want it to end like this, but it's going to have to end some way, either us winning or losing. Like I said, we didn't want to lose like this, but we all be fine. They're going to carry the torch for me, and hopefully they'll get state next year.
Hadn't seen anybody like these guys all year, have we?
Nah, their defense is incredible. They had got me a couple of times on the ball. They're stopping my post up, so I couldn't get it there. Every time we went on a run, they stopped us there, and they caught back on the run too. They caught fire from three and inside, so it was hard for us to stop, and we couldn't get the win today.
I know it's kind of hard, maybe a little bit. 33 games this season, 29 wins. You guys are only the fourth team in Gillsburg High School history to win 29 games in a season. What maybe do you feel most proud about with what this team has accomplished this year? Because you guys have had a great run.
Oh, through all the adversity, we fought through everything. No matter if we were fighting in practice, we had a bad game, that Quincy, UT, and even Lincoln Park situation, we came back the next time, and practically worked even harder. This group of guys are special. They're going to make it everywhere. Everybody on that team is going to make it somewhere someday. And I'm hoping that next year, like I said, they make it to state without me. But I love every single one of them guys.
Hold on. You got something off there. There, now try it, Steve.
There we go. I said I've watched, coached, and played basketball here going back to the middle 60s and watching you this year and how much you bring to the floor and all the skills you have and how exciting you are has been something special for me. And I don't say that lightly because I've seen a lot of tremendous players and teams, but you were terrific, and it was just fun to watch you. Proud of you and proud to be associated with you, and your best basketball is ahead of you. And you captured this town, and your ball club certainly captured this town this year.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking moving forward? You've got some decisions to make. What do you still want to do here before the end of the school year? What do you feel like maybe you need to do to kind of figure out what's next ahead for you?
Right now, I have no idea.
It's not an easy decision, is it?
Right now, my mind's still in the game.
Relax, right?
Yeah. I don't know what's for the future. Hopefully, I'll be playing basketball somewhere at a great school. But right now, my mind is still on this loss.
Sure.
Understandable.
Sure.
We appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for a fun season. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see what you do in the future, too.
Thank you. Thanks for all the support.
Senior Jalen McCann stopping by, and what a pleasure it's been, as we said, to watch him here. So, yep, Coach, that's about as good as we can end it right there.
That's about as good as we can end. What a special player, a special kid. I mean, how can you not root for somebody like that?
So that'll close things out from John Thiel Gymnasium, 66-50, as Peoria Emanuel ends the Silver Streak season. A great season, 29-4. And thanks for you for being with us throughout the season as well. It was great fun bringing it to you, and Hope you can be back with us again when we get back to Silver Streaks football coming up in August. For the Hall of Famer, Steve Cheeseman, for Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer, and for all our broadcast engineers throughout the season, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium for the final time this season.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.